From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors, having arrived in Syria last week, are expected to reach the town of Douma to investigate a suspected poison attack April 7th that killed more than 40 and sickened hundreds. The attack prompted an international airstrike Saturday. A U.S. official with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons suggested Russia may have tampered with the site, but Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov told the BBC no such tampering occurred. Russian defense ministry official Igor Kirillov said the nine-member OPCW team will visit Douma Wednesday, and Russia is not obstructing their visit in any way. Both Moscow and Damascus deny using chemical weapons on the town. In Douma, now under government control, residents jostle for fresh bread and hope for the future. This young man said he wants to return to his studies, perhaps become a journalist or engineer. Traveling with President Donald Trump Monday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump still wants to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria, although there is no timeline to do so.
We're still committed to defeating ISIS. We want to see that happen. The president also wants the people in the region, our Gulf partners, to step up and do more, and he wants them to take on some of the financial responsibility of all of the military provided there in the region.
She also said the president would like to have a good relationship with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, but it depends on Russian behavior. Nigerian police clashed with Shia Muslim protesters Monday in the capital, Abuja. They called for the release of Islamic Movement of Nigeria leader Ibrahim Zazaki, detained since December 2015. Following violent clashes with troops that left hundreds of IMN followers dead, dozens Monday were arrested. This is VOA News. An American Protestant minister has denied allegations he's linked to a group behind an attempted coup in Turkey in 2016. The lawyer for Andrew Brunson, who has served as a pastor of a Turkish church for more than 20 years, insisted the charges are all about his faith. Sam Brownback, U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, is in Turkey watching the case.
The administration is deeply concerned about this case. We completely believe, factually, he is innocent. Andrew Brunson is innocent. We're hopeful that the judicial system will find that he will be released, and released soon.
Brunson faces up to 35 years in prison. He's been detained for 18 months. Turkey's President Erdogan suggested last year his fate could be tied to Turkey's extradition request for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The U.S. and Britain Monday accused Russia of launching cyber attacks with the aim of spying, theft of intellectual property, and other malicious activity. In February, Russia was accused of releasing the NotPetya virus that crippled parts of Ukraine's infrastructure and damaged computers elsewhere, costing billions. Gang-related violence inside a South Carolina prison beginning late Sunday left 7 inmates dead and nearly 20 others seriously injured. Brian Sterling is the state's Corrections Department director.
What we believe from the initial investigation is that this was all about territory. This is about contraband. This is about cell phones, and you've heard us talk about these over and over again. These folks are fighting over real money and real territory while they're incarcerated.
The violence lasted hours. No guards were hurt. It's believed to have been the worst prison violence in the U.S. in a quarter century. The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, Tuesday announced nearly 8,500 inmates, including the aged, those in ill health, and drug offenders, will be granted amnesty as the country marks its own New Year. The decision was made by new President Win Myint. South African police Monday raided the compound of the wealthy Gupta family, part of an official investigation into allegations of theft, fraud, and money laundering involving state projects. The Guptas had close political ties to former President Jacob Zuma, who himself was forced to resign 2 months ago over corruption allegations. The European Union sought compensation from the U.S. through the World Trade Organization for its tariffs on steel and aluminum. Brussels rejects the U.S. justification of national security for imposing the duties. The EU argues they are actually safeguard measures put in place when a particular industry is at risk. U.S. stocks closed higher in Monday trading, with investors expressing optimism about the current earnings season. The benchmark Dow Jones gaining more than 200 points to close at 24,573. The price of oil also retreated as fears of new strikes on Syria eased. The U.S. said retail sales in March rebounded after 3 months of declines. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.